Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
We've all heard that old saying about life, that it's not how you start that matters, it's how you finish. And in our society, we constantly see examples of famous celebrities, world-class athletes, successful business leaders, and well-known politicians who fail to finish well. As people take off, they soar to great heights, but then some secret is revealed, and they come crashing down. We've come to expect this in our culture. But sadly, the same thing is often seen in the church. Certainly, we can all think of evangelists, pastors, priests, or brothers and sisters in Christ who won't be remembered so much for their victories, but as for their failure. In life and in the Christian faith, it's not how you start that matters. It's how you finish. And we all want to finish well. We want to be remembered as men and women of God, people who can say with St. Paul, I have fought the good fight. I've finished the race. I've kept the faith. At our funeral, we want those words to be said about us. In our second lesson this morning, we heard Jesus say, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. These verses from the Sermon on the Mount record the words of Jesus spoken to many who had followed him for only a few days. These new disciples had no special training, no years of experience, and no contribution to make. Yet Jesus says to them, and to us, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. By the grace of God, this is how we begin. As we deny our own will and turn to follow him, as we seek to do all things by his grace, in his strength, and to his glory, we are the salt that purifies and seasons this earth. We are the light of God's truth, the light of God's word, and the light of God's love burning in the midst of cultural darkness. As disciples of Jesus Christ, this is what we are right now. Yet it's important to recognize the very significant but in this passage. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. In our culture and in the church, we've seen examples of people who start out strong. Like salt and light, they are distinctly different than their surroundings. But if they fail to finish well, if they lose their savor, they're thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. In this verse, Jesus is clearly warning his first followers, even his apostles, that this could happen to them. And if it could happen to them, it could certainly happen to us. So what does it mean for salt to lose its savor? The thought sounds unusual to us because the salt that we are most familiar with is pure sodium chloride. Pure sodium chloride doesn't lose its savor or decompose. You can put it in a glass of water stir it up and it'll disappear before your eyes. But take one drink and you'll know that it's retained its saltiness. Yet if we step back into the first century, in that region around Galilee, what we discover is the salt that these people used was impure. It was gathered from the shores and marshes of the Dead Sea, and it could decompose. And when it did, all that was left was this white powder. It looked just like salt, but it had none of its seasoning effect or transforming power. This decomposed salt could no longer fulfill its intended purpose. It was good for nothing because there was no good use for this bad salt. So this useless white powder relates a truth to Christians who trust appearance instead of reality. Christians who feel like they're fulfilling their God-given purpose by looking like a Christian or acting very Christian when they're around other Christians. Jesus tells us here that like salt in a beautiful shaker, we may appear to be strong and savory, but what truly matters is not how we look, but what we do. What truly matters is whether or not we are fulfilling our intended purpose. Are we purifying and seasoning the earth or not? It's important to recognize in this parable that Jesus says it's either one or the other. Salt either does its job and does it well, or it does nothing. So, Christians, we who are the salt of the earth, are either savory ministers of Christ who love God and love our neighbor. We are either the most valuable gift to this world, or we are of no value at all. This is, once again, about finishing well. It's about being the Christian who can say, I have fought the good fight. I've finished the race. I've kept the faith. Finishing well is so important for the Christian because there is no substitute for salt or light. We must do our job because nobody and nothing else can do it for us. The Christian who fulfills their purpose, who like good salt does what they were created to do, is the Christian who finishes well by using their unique God-given gifts and abilities for His glory. Authentic disciples of Jesus Christ just stand out as people who purify and enhance the flavor of this world. It's under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, in obedience to our Lord and for the glory of God, that we must influence this world for good. Just like salt influences the flavor of the food it seasons. Where there is conflict, we were created to bring peace. Where there is sorrow, we are called to minister in the name of Christ. And where there is hatred, we bring the love of God in Christ, returning good for evil. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." His words declare the truth that in Christ, we are the most valuable gift to this earth. But every day we have a choice to make. Will we choose to fulfill our purpose and be savory ministers of Christ? Or will we keep our salt in its shaker? Will we choose to finish well and let our light so shine before men that others may see the love of God in us? Or will we keep the light of the world hidden under a basket? The choice is yours. And as you know, the easy choice in our culture, the choice that will avoid any embarrassment. Rejection or criticism is to keep your Christian salt in its shaker and your light hidden. It's like just go to church on Sunday, do what you feel is your religious duty, and then for the rest of the week, blend in. You can choose to do that. But know this, if you do, you will miss the joy of fulfilling your purpose and finishing well. You'll miss the abundant life that Jesus came to give us, the everlasting life that can be found even in this difficult world when we choose to love God and our neighbor, when we choose to serve Him by serving others, and when we breathe out His love so that we may breathe it in again. In life and in the Christian faith, it's not how you start that matters. It's how you finish. By the grace of God, may we finish well. May we be salt and light, culture-changing disciples of Jesus Christ, who can say on the day that He calls us home, "I have fought the good fight. I've finished the race. I've kept the faith." To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Amen.